morning. Here, February 27, 2019, we're hearing for consolidated cases W18012 and 013 for pre-hearing motions. The applicant has filed a motion for continuance, and the city filed a motion to dismiss based on standing. Appreciate you all taking the time at short notice to come together and address the motions. For our way of proceeding, and I guess I should actually get on the record who's here. I'll start with the city.
Elizabeth Anderson here on behalf of the city, joined by Keitel Freeman.
Courtney Kaler here on behalf of the appellant, and David Cartman is with me as well.
Roger Valdez with Seattle for Growth, appellant.
Thank you. I'd like to proceed with the motion for continuance, how we address that, and then we can get to some questions I have and opportunity for additional argument on the city's motion. For the motion for continuance, the city hasn't had an opportunity to respond, so we'll start with them. And I didn't know if you wanted to file something or not, or if you just want to make oral argument today, or...
Oral argument is sufficient.
Excellent. Okay.
If you do not mind. So the city would object to the request for a continuance on the grounds that Seattle Mobility Coalition had the opportunity to use discovery to request documents, and they have instead used the Public Records Act, but they have received some documents already, and some documents are forthcoming, I understand, as of March 8th. So the city objects on the grounds that the proposal is a comprehensive plan amendment. The city can take those up just one time per year, and the city particularly wanted to address these amendments after this appeal this spring, in addition to some MHA amendments. If the hearing does not proceed as scheduled, the city likely would be precluded from acting on this amendment this year. Or I guess the further the hearing is set out, the less likely it is that the city could act on this amendment this year. So for that reason, the city objects to the motion for continuance to extend the hearing by 2 weeks or longer. The city is open to extending the deadline for Seattle Mobility Coalition to file its final witness and exhibit list, subject to receiving documents from the city scheduled for March 8th.
Okay. A couple of questions before I hear from the moving party. When does the city anticipate that the documents would be provided?
March 8th.
March 8th. Okay. No need to look at that.
And I guess for clarification, the first installment has been provided. I did speak with Matt Yeager, who is the public records officer for the council, and he indicated that the next installment involves documents that must be redacted because of attorney-client privilege or work product. And so that's why those documents are taking a little bit longer. But that will be the next installment. So Seattle Mobility Coalition has received one installment already, and this will be the second installment.
All right. And what's the anticipated timing for council to the city's, what was your timeline that you were hoping to meet with the council?
So that it's somewhat flexible, but at least as currently planned, the council could be acting as early as mid to late March on the 2019 comprehensive plan amendments. That schedule could shift depending on internal conversations that council members are having with each other. But the goal of the council is to act on the MHA proposal, inclusive of those comprehensive plan amendments, by the end of March.
All right. So our hearing... hearing right now scheduled for March 18, 19, and 20. Assuming there's closing argument on that, and this would be one that I would want written closing, that's going to take time to get that done, and then I need time to write a decision. So are we already outside of the time that the council would be taking this up, or were you giving me the earliest date that they would be addressing it, or what's the range?
No, it could even happen earlier than that. We may be outside of that range. There are some internal conversations amongst council members about whether or not to forestall some of the discussions, forestall consideration of comprehensive plan amendments related to MHA this year until this appeal is over, but ultimately I don't know how that decision will come down.
So you've given me the, and thank you for the estimate on time. I'm not sure, based on what you've said, I don't have a sense yet, if what you're telling me is what council at the earliest it could do or what it might do. It sounds like that. So is there a later date that they might have taken this up? So what's the range, essentially?
Sure. Yeah, I think the range would essentially be from March 18th all the way to the second week of April.
Okay.
But the earliest would be March 18th, in which case, no matter what happens here, the council would be precluded from, or depending, unless they make a decision to defer consideration of the comp plan amendments. If they do act on MHA stuff on the 18th, then obviously then we would have missed the window.
Mm-hmm. And as I fumble through this, I realize the question I'm wanting to ask actually is, what's the latest that they might take this up, this manner?
I don't know. My guess would be probably no later than mid-April, but that's just a guess.
Which we're sort of in the middle already, even with our current schedule.
Exactly. If we retain the current schedule, it seems like if we submitted closing arguments, written closings to you after the hearing concluding the 18th, 19th, or 20th, it seems like that already would be aggressive to receive a decision from you in time for the council to act. Still possible. It seems like it's still possible, but we're right at the edge of retaining that possibility, which is, you know,
right,
one of the reasons that the city was objecting to their continuance.
Right. Understood.
So.
Right. Okay. And then lastly, I will get to you. Of the remaining documents anticipated to be provided by March 8, is it possible, or is the city, how is the city planning on approaching that? Is it going to be, really need to wait until the 8th on all of them, or is that also an opportunity to continue phased? You've already provided some in a phased methodology. Can you continue that?
I would have to circle back with Mr. Yeager about that. I did speak with him just this morning, and he said March 8th is what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I could request that he redact some of the documents and submit them to opposing counsel as they are ready. But the estimate he gave me again this morning was
mm-hmm.
March 8th.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, counsel. Okay.
thank you. I appreciate the city's desire to take action on this proposal this year. But that desire should not stand in the way of complete review here. The city has an understanding of process. They have an understanding of the ability for parties to file SEPA appeals and the timeline that usually requires. And the city issued its DNS at a time that put it on the edge, and that was the city's choice. At the pre-hearing conference in this matter, I indicated that I had already filed a request for public records. I wanted to get that out to give the city plenty of time. We had some discussion about the city's response to that, and I got no indication that there would be a difficulty in providing those records in a timely manner. As a matter of fact, I believe I recall Mr. Freeman indicating, at least from the legislative side, that wasn't going to be an issue, which is why I continued to proceed in that way. The records request was submitted back in November, quite some time ago. The city has provided some documents. and definitely want to acknowledge that. I understand the city has multiple Public Records Act requests from different folks, and that it just sometimes does take time. But based on our conversation at the pre-hearing conference, I reasonably anticipated it would not take this long. There are multiple documents that we would have expected to receive that we haven't received. So, for example, in the DNS, there are a number of documents that are specifically referenced. We haven't received copies of those documents or any indication about how they were considered by the city. Those are documents I would expect to receive and expect to use in our appeal. Maybe those are forthcoming in the last installment, but I anticipate that it is possible the city will provide its last installment, and I will have some questions about where some records are. In addition, Ms. Anderson and I are having an email discussion about whether one document was properly withheld, which I also anticipate would be something we would use in our hearing preparation. And so based on that, acknowledging the city's desire to move forward, I don't believe that it is equitable to require us to prepare our hearing in the absence of full information that we really reasonably anticipated would have been provided already. And so as you know, the city's indicated that its last installment will be provided on the 8th. Ms. Anderson, I haven't really discussed the timeline for this one document that's in question yet, but that's kind of also an outstanding issue. The 8th is after our witness and exhibit list, and only 10 days prior to the hearing in this matter. These documents are documents that I would use in my hearing preparation and that I would also anticipate that my witnesses would want to take a look at and potentially incorporate into their preparation for their testimony. And it's a pretty short time frame. And based on that, we are continuing to request the continuance.
And is there any, you may have told me everything you can, but is there anything more you can tell me as to the seminal nature of these documents, as how much they are something, you know, what is the nature of the documents? Beyond, is there anything you can tell me beyond what you've already given me?
Well, I can tell you the nature of the document.
And how they relate to your case.
Yes, the nature of the document that Ms. Anderson and I are having a discussion about is a memorandum from outside consultant Fair and Peers, who assists jurisdictions with preparing impact fee ordinances, particularly traffic, to Mr. Freeman. That has been, I can't tell you anything more about it because it's been completely redacted in the version that I received, and I believe that would have information relevant to the appeal. In addition, as I mentioned, these other documents that are specifically referenced in the DNS, and the city has in the DNS alleged that they contain some environmental analysis that's relevant, and so I would expect to receive those documents and the environmental analysis contained in those documents and perhaps some other documentation from the city about how they considered them. I have not received those, and I would anticipate that as part of the hearing, one of the city's claims would be that any impacts have already been considered. And so obviously those are key to our hearing preparation. Beyond that, these are documents in the city's possession. And what I've asked for, I believe my original request is attached to my declaration as part of our motion. But I've generally asked for the documents that the city utilized. And so both the presence of documents and the absence of documents would be relevant to our case because they would demonstrate both what the city considered and what it did not consider in reaching the DNS here.
Thank you. And what is the timeline you think you're asking for? We didn't get a specific date, and I understand why, but maybe you could refine that before we proceed with it, if I can let you lead with that.
Certainly.
What you're looking for.
the timeline that I'm asking for is for the deadline for our witness and exhibit list to be extended at least 2 weeks past when the city's complete response is provided. And I guess
March
I would...
22nd. Yeah, assuming that
assuming, yes, right. And I guess I would maybe turn to the city and just get verification that indeed they do anticipate a complete response being provided by that time and that we'd be able to resolve our discussion about this one redacted document by that time, by the 8th. And then past that we have at least 2 weeks to between the time that our witness list is due and hearing, which is consistent with the time frame that we have right now in the schedule. I will say I have...
The week of the 8th to the 12th.
Well, let me just check the calendar here one moment. So that would be the 22nd, yes. And then it would be the 12th would be 2 weeks, or I guess the 5th would be 2 weeks later. I am out of the office the week of the 8th to the 12th, so I would be requesting that hearing start no sooner than the 16th. And ideally, if I have a day after I get back, I would appreciate that, but I will be back on the 16th.
Excuse me, are you speaking of April or March?
April.
Okay.
April. I will also say that I am out the month of May, and so would want some flexibility on briefing. And I understand it is the longest time I've been out of the office for the last 14 years. It's an unusual situation. It just happens that it will affect some scheduling, and so I apologize for that. But that is what it is.
All right. Anything further from any of the other parties? Do you have any comment?
No, just we would support the motion that was submitted on behalf of the Seattle Mobility Coalition in order to get a full hearing of all the issues that are here.
Anything further from the appellant?
Nothing further.
Anything city would like to add?
Well, I guess we could say nothing further as it relates to the continuance that I haven't already said, but if the examiner is contemplating moving the hearing, I would note that at least one of our witnesses is going to be out the week of April 15th. So we would suggest looking at the following week, April 22nd.
And I actually do have one additional thing. I'm sorry, Ms. Anderson's comment just reminded me. I have the schedule of some witnesses, but I have asked my other witnesses for their schedule. I have not yet heard back. To my knowledge, they are available, but I am waiting for confirmation on their availability in April.
All right. The appellants did indicate that they were seeking these documents at the pre-hearing conference. They've not delayed in any way in seeking the documents. Starting as early as November, they do have a right to have this information to pursue their case, and but for the time constraints that obviously may impact the city, that I would grant this without much of a hearing even, and that's really the challenge that we get put into. So that they my inclination would be, on that basis alone, would be to grant the continuation. The challenge that we have then is the practicality of the schedule. We haven't even gotten into the hearing examiner schedule yet, which is as bleak as council's schedule has been described so far. I am also out most of the month of May. So the question really is it possible to squeeze it in, give the, which I'm inclined to try to do something with the city, as it's a potential impact on the legislation. I'm not hearing that these are penultimate documents, that is the crux of the case runs on these, but they could, and we can also work with opportunities for example, on the one document where there's a dispute, that is not one that I would keep open or give a continuation for. We can always keep the record open. There's other ways we can remedy a single document that, you know, we can't let the attorney's dispute over a document push us into a continuance, but when it's a large set of documents, that's another matter. So what I'd like to do is, before I make a ruling, whether we grant the continuation or not, is see if we can even find a day and what that means as a practical matter. I'm obviously inclined to get it, and we may just have to do that. But if we're talking June, that could be a whole other matter, and we may just have to work with what we have. So I did not track all of the dates. Johnson did, of course, so thankfully. I vaguely recall hearing that the week of the 8th does not work for Ms. Kaler.
The week of
Which is about the only week that makes this salvageable, and any reason for us to be looking at that at a short-term continuation as opposed to something longer.
I am not.
So we can try to address something for the city, frankly.
I'm in California the week of the 8th through the 15th.
Even if we, so we can't just extend this a week because of our hearing schedule. And we also cannot go the first week of April because of the hearing schedule. So the next possible dates we have available is the week of the 8th. And as soon as we get into that, we're really still probably outside of what is of any use to the city. I think it's fair to say that even with our current schedule, we're really at the outside of things for the city. So given that, rather than Ms. Kaler not to go to California. It seems to me that we need to just go with an extension that's extensive, because I can't keep our regular schedule as it is right now. If the city could, if there's a way that the city can provide assurance to do it earlier, I don't know if you can salvage this by doing that.
To provide the relevant documents.
Yeah, I mean,
earlier.
I know that you were told the day it was the 8th, but
right.
Maybe a phone conference after this that, look, this is on the line, and
yep.
If you can do it tomorrow or the day after so that we actually get this addressed,
yep.
Then we have something to work with. But those documents do need to be provided. Appellants do need time to look at. I don't know that I'll give them 2 weeks to do it, but week is at minimal of what I would give them.
Okay.
So.
I certainly would like to circle back with the public records officer to see if there's any possibility that we might be able to provide those documents
okay.
sooner. So if we could leave that open at this point, and if I could touch base with him and then send an email to you and the parties subsequent to this pre-hearing conference?
Let's do that. I'd like to salvage it if we can. I do want to make sure that the appellants have an opportunity to prosecute their case and that the city and the appellants have this to be prosecuted in a timely manner. And our current schedule really is what achieves that. If the city cannot provide it earlier or in a timely manner, and I understand the constraints that that they operate under to provide documents, this is not the only item of urgency for them, then we will set up a new schedule, and I can work that out with Ms. Johnson, and it will be much later. It'll I think, given the mess that we have to work with April and May is out for the hearing examiner, and Ms. Kaler, we're looking at June. And at that point, it really doesn't matter in some respects to the city. I'm sure that sooner is always better, but
right.
As a practical matter, that's what we're looking at, is either going with the date we've got now and trying to get those documents out sooner, or looking at a June date for the hearing. And we'll wait to hear from the city to see if they can actually change where they're at in their position now with being able to provide those documents, in which case the appellants would have their opportunity to review those and get ready for the hearing. And we'll, and of course, we'll change the due date for the exhibit and witness list. So those will shift based on when you'll receive them. We may have a little bit of truncated time when the city submits its or something along those lines, rather than the week, you know, 2 weeks out. But I think we can work with that too, depending on if we even get an earlier date for the documents. So, Ms. Anderson, if you'll check on that for us,
yes,
that'll determine our path forward, and I'll issue a final ruling on the motion once we get that information.
And the only additional thing I would request is that if when we get this final installment, there still seem to be documents that are missing, that we have the opportunity then to raise that to the examiner.
I think that's something that it's clearly a potential issue that we're at right now. We could be looking at, for example, even going forward with hearing and having to continue a day to address issues that are out there, if that's where we wind up.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Moving on to the city's motion to dismiss based on standing. The hearing was almost done with the decision, but since we had this hearing, I had a couple questions. So, but to if the parties have any additional argument on that, I'd offer you the opportunity to provide that now, since we're here. And or we can go to the questions I have. It's at your election. But we're here, and I have the time if you want to add any additional argument to that. It's a little difficult to explain that via email yesterday, so if you're not prepared to offer anything, that's no harm, no foul.
And I must apologize because I am just coming back from vacation
right.
myself, so I need to think back to the city's motion to dismiss. And it was...
Do you want me to give you a five-minute break to the parties, now that you know why you're here for that?
Right.
Do you want 5 minutes to consider, and then I can come back?
Yep, that'd be great.
Okay, we'll take a break.
Thank you.